Welcome to a bonus episode of Ladies Who Question, because we had a couple of really timely things happen. We had the eclipse recently, and we want to talk about that just a little bit, even though everybody's kind of so over it now. I know the two of us are.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and also O.J. Simpson, dead at 76. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people feel the same way about that, but we can just talk about that real quick. First, the eclipse. We are here in northern Illinois, mm-hmm. so we're not in the path of complete totality, but
the swath,
yeah, the band, I keep calling it swath. I like that word. Yeah. But anyway, but it did sort of, what I said to the people I was standing with here in downtown Lake Bluff, I said, it's like a sepia-toned photograph. You know, one of those that looks slightly aged, the color when it was yes. completely covered, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of yellow,
yes,
aged, faded.
That amber kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Glow with a lot of wind.
Yes, as I had heard. Remember uh-huh. the downdraft
yep.
of yeah, and it was kind of there was like there'd be a rush, you know,
uh-huh.
like and then another like rush when it would probably move again, and that was cool.
That part was really cool.
Yeah,
and the birds stopped chirping.
Yeah,
but I have to say it was overrated for where we live
right.
because we didn't get. And a lot of darkness. And I, for some reason, was expecting a lot more darkness.
I thought it'd be darker, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was more like a
dusky.
Yeah. It would be like a really pretty dusk.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
what is that they call that when people want to get their pictures taken? There's a term for that. It was that. It was like not the sweetheart time. It's like the beauty time, the
right.
well, whatever it's called.
Golden hour.
That's
yeah.
it. It was yes. like golden hour, but even better.
Right,
so
it was.
If you were going to ever get your photo taken, you would have wanted it in that light.
Absolutely. Well, we just took some photos of us looking at it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I saw the post of you and your husband with your
yeah.
ring your glass. That was cool. I tried to get the dog that I was walking when it had started to wear the glasses, and he was having none of it.
How did the dog react?
All the dogs were a little energetic, I have to say. But that could also be due to the fact that on Monday here in the North Shore Lake Bluff area, we had a beautiful day, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to be, you know, spunky and energetic.
Excited to go outside
yeah.
and play.
Yeah, yeah, so I thought, is there any weird behavior? I didn't really notice anything that weird. But also, I wasn't with them during the totality. Since I couldn't get them to wear the glasses, I was like, okay, hustling you home. I'm going to go watch it with some friends. But anyway.
It brought people together. So
yeah, one thing that finally brought everybody together.
Yes.
For
we
a
all had,
split second.
And they had a great time.
Yeah. Did you guys watch it together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Cool.
Uh-huh. We were going to go to the beach, but we just decided, well, we got a good view in the backyard.
It's going to be the same.
And our neighbors were all out in their yard in the back. So
yeah.
we had a little community watching together.
Yeah.
So our next eclipse is 2044, and it's Greenland, Canada, a teeny bit of South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana.
Okay, well, that's where you got ahead if you want to.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's mm-hmm. it. Over and out on the eclipse, I think,
okay,
right?
We're done.
Yeah.
Until
2044. The other item we wanted to sort of just touch on real briefly in this bonus episode is O.J. Simpson. I like how Caitlyn Jenner, and I'm getting editorial here, I like how she put it, because she was deeply involved.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at the time, because she was married to Chris. And so we know how Chris Jenner felt about it.
Right.
And she used to be, of course, married to, what's his name, Kardashian, who was on the legal team
right.
for O.J. Caitlyn Jenner said, after hearing that he was dead, O.J. was dead of cancer at 76, said, good riddance. And all I can say is from being in the news business in broadcasting back in 94 mm-hmm. when this happened and watching it. I was working with Robert Murphy at WLS FM in Chicago, and we were on this story from the moment it broke. In disbelief, I might
mm-hmm.
say,
mm-hmm.
complete, like, is this really happening?
Right.
How, what? And talked about it nonstop. Both he and I on the air, and then I also did an hour with Richard Roper on WLSFM, and we would talk about it. By months into it, this trial, people were taking bets. What do you think? Guilty, innocent.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So that was kind of my experience, and we were up on all the details, and it seemed very clear to us, and also a lot of broadcasters that we knew who knew more than we knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I guess criminally, he did not get convicted, but of course, civil lawsuit right. he did. Right. I mean, what was your experience?
Well, I followed the story like a hawk. And being from Los Angeles, moving to here, to Chicago, we lived in the same neighborhood as Nicole Simpson.
Oh, God.
So flashbacks were coming.
That's freaky.
Yeah, literally two blocks away. And also...
Wait, at the time of that this happened?
No, we lived here.
Okay.
But we're like, oh my God, it was on Bundy. And we lived on Goshen, which was about a block or two away from Bundy in Brentwood. And also the chase. I just can't stop thinking about the chase, the highway chase on the 405. But no, my feelings were, I feel the same way. And, you know, he would hold his head high everywhere he went. After he was, you know, proven not guilty by mm-hmm. the jury, which was really hard to watch.
Yeah, and to see people coming up to him and fawning over him, OJ, years, mm-hmm. decades mm-hmm. after the fact. This was 30 years ago.
Right.
For crying out loud.
Right?
Yeah,
it was.
94.
Exactly. So, and to put Nicole's family through this for so long.
And he still owes the Goldmans and Nicole's family, $100 million, never to be recovered.
No.
Because it was protected by the, NFL retirement. And,
right.
Yeah, and he got out of all of that. It just, yeah, it was really sick.
An American tragedy.
Really sick. I mean, there are a lot of tragedies. That was just one that people kind of went, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of a creepy association for you. I mean, any association is kind of creepy. The fact that you even lived, close by, that's just like, oh, yay, yay.
And my husband's family they're in the mortuary business in Orange County, and they were selected to bury him. Good friend. Nicole, I'm sorry. Because they were very good friends with them, and their mortuary was also in the area.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, we just thought we'd bring that up because it was big news today, and this is timely. So we will wrap up our little bonus.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and ladieswhoquestion.com and on our podcast, okay? Ladies Who Question. We're everywhere.
Send us an email on what your questions are at ladieswhoquestion@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Harvey. Ladies Who Question is executive produced and edited by me, Lisa Dominique, and also executive produced by Holly Caulfield. Holly also does most of our research, and Claire Caulfield is in charge of technical assistance and social media. Music, My Lionheart. Sketch music by Florian Manx and Matthew Anderson. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, follow, rate, and review Ladies Who Question on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your thoughts to ladieswhoquestion@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, and our website, ladieswhoquestion.com.
All content discussed on Ladies Who Question are the opinions of Lisa Dominique and Holly Caulfield and should not be construed as advice of any kind. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as advice of any personal or medical issue for yourself or others. This disclaimer also applies to guests or contributors to the podcast.